Blog Talk Radio.
Chapter
8. So I pray everybody has had a blessed week, that Yah has richly blessed you in everything that you put your hands to, that you are ready to eat from the word of the Most High on this evening, and that you're ready to worship the Most High and serve him. For he alone is worthy of all our devotion and our servitude and our gratitude. So let me have the ladies to uncover your heads. Not right. Ladies, cover your head. Men, uncover your head. And let us go before the Most High. Our statement of faith. I believe that all scripture is given by the inspiration of Elohim and is profitable for doctrine and for reproof and for correction, for instruction in righteousness, according to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. I believe that all holy men must be inspired and directed by the Spirit of Yah, according to 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 through 21. I believe there is one Elohim, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4. I believe that Yeshua is the manifest Son of Yah, according to Luke chapter 1, verse 35. I believe I am a new covenant child of Yah, according to Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 10. I believe I'm of the royal priesthood, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. I believe I am chosen and directed by Yah, according to Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 4. I believe I am a child of Yah and of the seed of Abraham, according to Galatians chapter 3, verse 26 through 29. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, according to Philippians chapter 4 and verse 13. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. It is my whole duty to fear Yah and keep his commandments. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise on this his day that we honor him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We just come together, Father, to keep your Shabbat and to praise you and to worship you and to hear about you, Father, and all that you do and all that you're going to do. We lift you up and we extol you, Father. We magnify you. For you truly, you are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy, Father. There is none like unto you, an Elohim of Elohim. Hallelujah. 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 We glorify you. We glorify you. We lift you up and we magnify your name. Hallelujah to the Most High Elohim. Hallelujah to Yah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We just want to worship you on this, your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained. Let me have the ladies to, as I said, cover their heads. Men, uncover your heads. Let us turn toward the east. Holy hands raised to the Most High Elohim. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy for life and health and strength today. We thank you for the opportunity to once again come together and to break bread and to observe your Shabbat, a day of rest that you have ordained that your people should keep perpetually throughout all times. Father, we ask that you will forgive our sins as we forgive those that have sinned against us. We ask that you lead us not into temptation, but that you deliver us from evil. We ask that you hold not the iniquities of our forefathers against us, for they are all gone by the way of the grave, and we are still yet here, seeking to keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments in spirit and in truth. Father, you have said that your people Israel have done wickedly, that we have walked contrary to you, and that you have walked contrary to us. You said, but if we would but turn from our wicked ways and repent from our sins, and not complain about the punishments that you have placed upon us as a people by scattering us throughout all the world, that you would once again turn your eyes and your ears toward your people Israel. Father, we acknowledge that we have done wickedly and that we have walked contrary to you and that you have walked contrary to us. But we are repenting of our sins and turning from our wicked ways, and we won't complain about the punishment that you have placed upon us by scattering us throughout all the nations of the world. But this will be our testimony that this is what happens to you when you disobey the Most High Elohim. Father, turn your eyes and your ears now toward your people and hear our supplications and our prayers and deliver us from this captivity which you have scattered us throughout all the nations of the world. Father, we pray for Israel that is asleep, that you might wake them and give them an unction to come in and keep your statutes, your laws, and your commandments. We pray for Israel that is awake, that you might give us a meek and a humble spirit the spirit of love, for you are love. We pray for the seed of Abraham, that all that you should call, that they should come and obey your voice and your commandments. Now, Father, as we go to work in the kingdom this evening, we ask that you will smile upon this work and that you will give us favor in all that we do. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name I pray. Amen and amen. All right. Let us go to the book of 1 Kings. The book of 1 Kings, chapter 8. And we're going to start in verse 1 this evening. 1 Kings, chapter 8, starting in verse 1. Then Solomon assembled the elders of Israel and all the heads of the tribes, the chief of the fathers and the children of Israel, unto King Solomon in Jerusalem, that they might bring up the ark of the covenant of Yah out of the city of David, which is Zion. And all the men of Israel assembled themselves unto King Solomon at the feast in the month of Ethanim, which is the seventh month. And all the elders of Israel came, and the priests took up the ark. And they brought up the ark of Yah and of the tabernacle of the congregation, and all the holy vessels that were in the tabernacle, even those did the priests and the Levites bring up. And King Solomon and all the congregation of Israel that were assembled unto him were with him before the ark, sanctifying sheep and oxen that could not be told for, nor numbered for multitude. And the priest brought in the ark of the covenant of Yah unto his place, into the oracle of the house, to the most holy place, even under the wings of the cherubim, where the cherubim spread forth their two wings over the place of the ark. And the cherubims covered the ark and the staffs thereof above. And they drew out the staffs, that the ends of the staffs were seen out in the holy place before the oracle, and they were not seen without. And there they are unto this day. There was nothing in the ark save for two tables of stone, which Moses put there at Horeb. And when Yah made a covenant with the children of Israel when they came out of the land of Egypt, and it came to pass, when the priests were come out of the holy place, that the cloud filled the house of Yah. So the priests could not stand to minister because of the cloud, but the glory of Yah had filled the house of Yah. Then spake Solomon. Yah said that he would dwell in thick darkness. I have surely built thee a house to dwell in, a settled place for thee to abide in forever. And the king turned his face about and blessed all the congregation of Israel. And all the congregation of Israel stood. And he said, Blessed be Yah Elohim of Israel, which spake with his mouth unto David my father, and has with his hand fulfilled it, saying, Since the day that I brought forth my people Israel out of Egypt, I chose no city out of all the tribes of Israel to build a house, that my name might be therein. But I chose David to be over my people Israel. And when it was in the heart of David, my father, to build a house for the name of Yah Elohim of Israel, and Yah said unto David, my father, whereas it was in thine heart to build a house unto my name, thou didst well. That was in thine heart. Nevertheless, thou shalt not build the house, but thy son that shall come forth out of thy loins, he shall build the house unto my name. And Yah has performed his word that he spake. And I am risen up in the room of David my father, and sit on the throne of Israel, as Yah promised, and have built a house for the name of Yah, Elohim of Israel. And I have set there a place for the ark, wherein is the covenant of Yah, which he made with our fathers when he brought them out of the land of Egypt. And Solomon stood before the altar of Yah in that presence of all the congregation of Israel and spread forth his hands toward heaven. And he said, Yah Elohim of Israel, there is no Elohim like thee in heaven above or on the earth beneath, who keepeth covenant and mercy with thy servants that walk before thee all with all their heart, who has kept thy servant David my father that thou promised him. Thou spakest by also with thy mouth, and hast fulfilled it with thine hand, as it is this day. Therefore, now, Yah Elohim of Israel, keep with thy servant David, my father, that thou promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit on the throne of Israel, so that thy children take heed to their way, that they walk before me as thou hast walked before me. And now, O Elohim of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou spakest unto thy servant David, my father. But will Elohim indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven of heaven cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have built? Yet have thou respect unto the prayer of thy servant and to his supplication. O Yah, my Elohim, to hearken unto the cry and the prayer which thy servant prayeth before thee today, that thine eyes may be open toward this house night and day, even toward the place of which thou hast said, my name shall be there. That thou mayest hearken unto the prayer which thy servant shall make toward this place, and hearken thou to the supplication of thy servant and of thy people Israel, when they shall pray toward this place. And hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and when thou hearest, forgive. And if any man trespass against his neighbor, and an oath be laid upon him to cause him to swear, and the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou in heaven, and do and judge thy servants, condemning the wicked to bring his way upon his head, and justifying the righteous to give him according to his righteousness. When thy people Israel be smitten down before the enemy, because they have sinned against thee, and shall turn again to thee and confess thy name, and pray and make supplication unto thee in this house, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which thou gavest unto their fathers. When heaven is shut up and there is no rain, because they have sinned against thee, if they pray toward this place and confess thy name and turn from their sin when thou afflictest them, then hear thou in heaven and forgive the sin of thy servants and of thy people Israel, that thou teach them the good way wherein they should walk, and give rain upon thy land which thou hast given to thy people for an inheritance. If there be in the land famine, if there be pestilence, if there be blasting, mildew, locust, or if there be caterpillar, if their enemy besiege them in the land of their city, whatsoever plague, whatsoever sickness there be, what prayer and supplication soever be made by man, any man, or by thy people Israel, which shall know every man the plague of his own heart, spread forth his hand toward this house. Then hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and do, and give to every man according to his way, whose heart thou knowest. For thou, even thou only, knowest the hearts of all the children of men, that they may fear thee all the days that they live in the land which thou gavest unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning a stranger that is not of thy people Israel, but cometh out of a far country for thy name's sake, for they shall hear of thy great name, and of thy strong hand, and of thy stretched out arm, when he shall come and pray toward this house, hear thou in heaven thy dwelling place, and do according to all that the stranger calls to thee for, that all the people of the earth may know thy name, to fear thee, as do thy people Israel, and that they may know that this house which I have built is called by thy name. If thy people go out to battle against their enemy, whithersoever thou shalt send them, and shall pray unto Yah toward the city which thou hast chosen, and toward the house that I have built for thy name, then hear thou in heaven their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. No man that sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them to the enemy, so that they carry them away captive unto the land of the enemy, far or near. Yet if they shall bethink themselves in the land whither they were carried captive, and repent, and make supplication unto thee in the land of them that carried them captive, saying, we have sinned, we have done perversely, we have committed wickedness, and so return unto thee with all their heart and with all their soul in the land of their enemies, which led them away captive, and pray unto thee toward their land, which thou gavest unto their fathers, the city which thou hast chosen, and the house which thou hast built for thy name. Then hear thou their prayer and their supplication in heaven, thy dwelling place, and maintain their cause. And forgive thy people that have sinned against thee, and all their transgressions wherein they have transgressed against thee, and give them compassion before them who carried them captive, that they may have compassion on them. For they be thy people and thine inheritance, which thou broughtest forth out of Egypt from the midst of the furnace of iron, that thine eyes may be open unto the supplication of thy servant and unto the supplication of thy people Israel, to hearken unto them in all that they call for unto thee, where thou didst separate them from among all the people of the earth to be thine inheritance, as thou spake it by the hand of Moses thy servant, when thou broughtest our fathers out of Egypt, O Yah, Elohim. The book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verses 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For Elohim shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. May the Most High have blessed to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name, amen and amen. Let us summon the Most High, the Shabbat.
Now will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? Yes. If I told you what I really now will your heart and soul say yes, yes? Will your spirit still say yes? God is saying, there is more that I require of.
Yeah.
My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there is more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. He said, I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I predestined you before the world began to do my will, to do my will.
Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. Thank you, Yah. We are now, I want everybody to turn into their Bibles to Psalms 119, the book of Psalms 119. And everybody who wishes to participate in this reading, if you'll just press the number one. I'll give you a chance to do that. If you wish to participate in this reading, just press the number one on your phone, and I'll open up your phone line. We want everybody to participate if you can. We want to be reading Psalms 119. It is a very, I think it's the longest psalm in the Bible, and so we want to read that on this evening. Before we go into the lesson, before we go into the precept for this evening. All right, I see I have two volunteers. All right, shalom, my sisters.
Shalom, Brother Miles. Shalom, family.
Shalom, Sister Rhea.
Shalom.
All right, amen, amen. All right, anybody else wish to participate? break you off a piece of this word. We're just going to be,
going
to be reading. We're not going to be expounding.
That's right.
Amen.
Shabbat shalom, Sister Nikisha. Shalom, babe.
All right. So why don't we start it this way? I will start off with Elf. Then, Sister Rhea, you were the first to raise your hand. You will do Beth. And then, Sister Nikisha, you will do Gamel. And we will just rotate like that. Okay?
Okay, and Brother Miles, okay, I'm on my phone, but I'm on my desktop right now. I don't know if Nikisha's on her cell phone, but I'm on my desktop now, and I'm going to 119. And I don't think Sister Nikisha has that. Beth, because Beth is at 9. So do you just want to let us know, Brother Miles, where to stop and where to go? Because I see Seth and Beth, and but I don't think she can see that on her phone.
Okay. So I'm going to read verses 1 through 8. Then I'll tell you to pick it up and read verses whatever through whatever. Okay?
Okay. Yes, sir. That would help us out a lot. Thank you.
All right. Let's proceed. I'll go first. Elf, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of Yah. Blessed are they that keep his testimonies and that seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. Thou hast commanded us to keep thy precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep thy statutes. Then shall I not be ashamed when I have respect unto all thy commandments. I will praise thee with the uprightness of heart when I shall have learned thy righteous judgment. I will keep thy statutes. Oh, forsake me not utterly. Sister Rhea, verses 9 through 16. And you may read.
Amen. Psalms 119, starting at verse 9.
9.
Where was... Shalom.
Starting at verse
9
through... Yes, verse 9 through 16. Go ahead.
Amen. Verse 9. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto according to thy word. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. Blessed art thou, O Most High. Teach me thy statutes. With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth. I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches. I will meditate in thy precepts and have respect into thy ways. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. Amen.
Amen. Sister Nikisha, verses 17 through 24. Verse 17 through 24, if you'll go ahead and start.
Deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh from the longing that it hath until thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Princes also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimony also are my delight and my counsel.
All right, and I will take verses 26 through 33, through 32. And Sister Nikisha, are you on speakerphone?
have my headphones in.
Your headphones?
Yes. Do you need to take it off Bluetooth?
Yeah, you might want to come off of them while you read because
okay.
Your line is... All right, amen. All right. Dallas, my soul cleaveth unto the dust. Quicken thou me according to thy word. I have declared my way, and thou heardest me. Teach me thy statutes. Make me to understand the way of thy precepts. So shall I talk of thy wondrous work. My soul melteth for heaviness. Strengthen thou me according to thy word. Remove me from the way of lying, and grant me thy law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Thy judgments have I laid before me. I have stuck unto thy testimony. O Yah, put me not to shame. I will run the way of thy commandments when thou shalt enlarge my heart. Okay, Sister Rhea, verses 33 through 40. Verses 33 through 40.
Amen. 33 through 40, yes, sir. Psalms 119, 33. Teach me, O Most High, the way of thy statutes, and I shall keep it unto the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep thy law. Yea, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me to go in the path of thy commandments, for therein I delight. Incline my heart into thy testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from beholding vanity and quicken thou me in thy way. Establish thy word unto thy servant who is devoted to thy fear. Turn away my reproach which I fear, for thy judgments are good. Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness. Amen.
Amen. Sister Nakisha. Verses
41 through 48. Okay. Let thy mercy come also unto me, O Lord, even thy salvation, according to thy word. So shall I have wherewith to answer him that reproaches me. For I trust in thy word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, and I have helped in thy judgments. So shall I keep thy law continually forever and ever, and I will walk at liberty, for I seek thy precepts. I will speak of thy testimony also before kings, and I will not be ashamed, and I will delight myself in thy commandments, which I have loved. My hands also will I lift up unto thy commandments, which I have loved, and I will meditate in thy statutes.
Amen. I will take verses 49 through 57. Remember the word unto thy servant, upon which thou hast caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for thy word has quickened me. The proud have had me greatly in derision, yet have I not declined from thy law. I remember thy judgments of old, O Yah. I have comforted myself. Horror has taken a hold upon me because of the wicked that forsake thy law. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I have remembered thy name, O Yah. In the night have I kept thy law. This I had because I kept thy precepts. Sister Rhea. Verses 57 through 65.
Amen. 57 through 65.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Thou art my portion, O Most High. I have said that I would keep thy words. I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. I thought on my ways and turned my feet into thy testimony. I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. The bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy judgment. righteous judgment, forgive me. I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. The earth, O Lord Most High, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Thou hast dealt well with thy servant, O Most High, according to thy word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I have believed thy commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray.
Mr. Reyes.
Yes, sir.
You've already passed your point.
Where was I supposed to stop, Brother Miles? Forgive me.
You're supposed to stop at 64.
Forgive me. So 64, it reads, the earth, O Most High, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. Amen.
All right. Amen. Sister Nikisha, verses 65 through 72.
It may be better for Raya to read it because I'm in my Bible than my phone, and I do have a lot of background noise. I mean, outside is double
screen. Nikisha, are you still on your headset?
No, I had already taken it off, but there was still a double echo because my Bible is on my phone.
Oh, your Bible's on your phone. Okay.
Yes. So it might be better for Sister Ray to read from me. Does it mind?
No,
I
go ahead.
I can hear you now clearly. Are you outside away from your family? Go ahead. Just get away from your family.
Go
outside. Go somewhere else.
He was breaking up on this end, but go ahead and read, my sister. Go ahead and start in verse 65 again. Sister Nikisha, did you disappear on me?
Yeah.
No, I'm trying to get it to where I have no background.
Yeah, just go ahead and read, my sister. We'll deal with whatever's there.
Okay. Thou hast dwelt well by with thy servant, O Lord, according unto thy word. Teach me good judgments and knowledge, for I have believed that commandment. Before I was afflicted, I went astray. But now have I kept thy word. Thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep thy precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as a beast, but I delight in thy law. It is good for me that I have been afflicted, that I might learn thy statutes. The law of thy mouth is better unto me than thousands of gold and silver.
All right, amen. I will take verses 73 through 80. Thy hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn thy commandments. They that fear thee will be glad when they see me, because I have hope in thy word. I know, O Yah, that thy judgments are right, and that thou hast faithful hast afflicted me. Let, I pray thee, thy merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to thy word, unto thy servant. Let thy tender mercy come unto me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they dealt perversely with me, without a cause. But I will meditate in thy precepts. Let those that fear thee turn unto me, and those that have known thy testimonies. Let my heart be sound in thy statutes, that I be not ashamed. Okay, Sister Rhea, verses 81 through 88. 81 through 88.
Amen, verses 81 through 88. 81. My soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. My eyes fail for thy word, saying, when wilt thou comfort me? For I have become like a bottle in the smoke, yet do I not forget thy statutes. How many are the days of thy servant? When wilt thou execute judgment on them that persecute me? The proud have digged pits for me, which are not after thy law. All thy commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help thou me. They had almost consumed me upon earth, but I forsook not thy precepts. Quicken me after thy loving kindness, so shall I keep the testimony of thy mouth. Amen.
All right, amen. Sister Nikisha, verses 89 through 96.
Hear from this, O Most High, thy word is settled in heaven. Thy faithfulness is unto all generations. Thou hast established the earth, and it abides. They continue this day according to thy ordinances, for all are thy servants. Unless thy law had been my delight, I should then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget thy precepts, for with them thou hast quickened me. I am thine, save me, for I have sought thy precepts. The wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimony. I have seen an end of all perfection, but thy commandment is exceeding well.
All right. Thank you. Oh, how love I thy law. It is my meditation all the day. Though through thy command has made me wiser than my enemies, they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for thy testimonies are my meditation. I understand more than the ancients, because I keep thy precepts. I have refrained my feet from every evil way, that I might keep thy word. I have not departed from thy judgments, for thou hast taught me. How sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. Through thy precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Yah, according unto thy word. Except I beseech thee the free will offering of my mouth, O Yah, and teach me thy judgment. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I erred not from thy precepts. Thy testimonies have I taken as an inheritance, as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even unto the end. Sister Rhea, verses 113 through 120. 113 through 120.
Amen. 113 through 120.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. I hate vain thoughts, but the law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my Most High. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe, and I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgments. Amen.
Amen. Sister Nikisha, verses 121 through 128.
I have done judgment and justice. Leave me not to mine oppressors. Be surety for thy servant for good. Let not the proud oppress me. Mine eyes fail for thy salvation and for thy word of thy righteousness. Deal with thy servants according unto thy mercy and teach me thy statutes. I am thy servant. Give me understanding that I may know thy testimonies. It is time for thee, O Most High, to work, for I have made void thy law. Therefore, I love thy commandments above gold, yea, above fine gold. Therefore, I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way.
All right, amen. Thank you. Thy testimonies are wonderful. Therefore, does my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I long for thy commandment. Look thou upon me, and be merciful unto me, as thou usest to do unto those that love thy name. Order my steps in thy word, and let not any iniquity have dominion over me. Deliver me from the oppression of man, so will I keep thy precepts. Make thy face to shine upon thy servant, and teach me thy statutes. Rivers of water run down my eyes, because they keep not thy law. Sister Rhea, verses 137 through 144.
Amen. Psalms 119, verse 137. Forgive me. Righteous art thou, O Most High, and upright are thy judgments. Thy testimonies that thou hast commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal hath consumed me because my enemies have forgotten thy word. Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it. I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and the law is the truth. Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. Amen.
Amen. Sister Lakeisha, verses 145 through 152.
I cried with my whole heart, hear me, O Most High, I will keep thy statutes. I cried out unto thee, save me, and I shall keep thy testimonies. I repented the dawning of the morning and cried, I hoped in thy word. Mine eyes prevent the night watches, that I might meditate in thy word. Hear my voice according unto thy loving kindness, O Most High, quicken me according to thy judgment. They draw nigh that follow after mischief. They are far from thy law. Thou art near me, O Most High, and all thy commandments are truth. Concerning thy testimonies, I have known of old that thou hast founded them forever.
Consider mine affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget thy law. Plead my cause and deliver me. Quicken me according to thy word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they seek not thy statutes. Great are thy tender mercies, O Yah. Quicken me according to thy judgment. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet do I not decline from thy testimonies. I beheld the transgressors and was grieved they kept not thy word. Consider how I love thy precepts. Quicken me, O Yah, according to thy loving kindness. Thy word is true from the beginning. Every one of thy righteous judgments endureth forever. Sister Rhea, verses 161 through 169.
To 169?
Yes, ma'am. 161
Amen.
Through 169.
Psalms 119, verse 161. Princes have persecuted me without a cause, but my heart standeth in awe of thy word. I rejoice at thy word as one that findeth great spoil. I hate and abhor lying, but the law do I love. Seven times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. Great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Most High, I have hoped for thy salvation and done thy commandments. My soul hath kept thy testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I have kept thy precepts and thy testimonies, for all my ways are before thee. Let my cry come near before thee, Most High. Give me understanding according to thy word. Amen.
Amen. Sister Nakisha, verses 170 through the end.
Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word. My lips shall utter praise when thou hast taught me thy statutes. My tongue shall speak of thy word, for all thy commandments are righteousness. Let thine hand help me, for I have chosen thy precepts. I have longed for thy salvation, O Most High, and thy law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise thee, and let thy judgments help me. I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek thy servant, for I do not forget thy commandments.
All right, amen. I want to thank both of you sisters for participating. Let us give the Most High a hand clap of praise for his word on this evening.
Yes.
His word is true. It is just. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God.
Oh, praises.
May the Most High add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the understanding, and the doing of his word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's precious name. Amen and amen. All right. Let us jump into this precept. We are looking at citizenship on this evening. And I want us to first go to Isaiah chapter 46. The book of Isaiah, chapter 46, and let's get verse 10. We want to start here because we have to understand that the Most High proclaims everything he wanted. He proclaimed the end from the beginning. He knew what he wanted. So he said, this is what the end of it is. So he declared the end from the beginning. Isaiah 46, verse 10. Declaring the end from the beginning and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done. Saying, my counsel shall stand and I will do all my pleasure. So the Most High says one of his claims and his calling card is, you know, I will tell you the end of the thing from the beginning. And so even in his creation, end from the beginning. What he wanted in the end, he had in the beginning. Let's go to the book of Revelation, chapter 21. The book of Revelation, chapter 21. And let me get there. The book of Revelation, chapter 21, and we're going to be getting verses 1 through 7. The book of Revelation, chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. I want you to understand that this is what the Most High wanted from the beginning. This is at the end, but he declared the end from what? The beginning. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from Elohim out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of Elohim is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And Elohim himself shall be with them and be their Elohim. Now, this is as it was at the beginning. And Elohim shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Sat upon the throne, he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, it is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountains of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his Elohim, and he shall be my son. This is what the Most High wanted from the very beginning. I want a world where there's no death, no crying, no sorrow, no hunger, no thirst, no pain. This is what he wanted from the beginning, and Elohim said that he would be amongst us and that he would be walking with us. Let's go to the book of Genesis, chapter 1. So we see in Revelation, this is where we're going to end up at. But he did the end from the beginning. So it started off this way. It's going to end up this way. Genesis chapter 1, verses 27 through 28. And then we're going to get verse 31. The book of Genesis chapter 1, verse 27 through 28. So Elohim created man in his own image. In the image of Elohim created he him. Male and female created he them. And Elohim blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth on the earth. And Elohim said, behold, I have given you every green herb. Oh, wait a minute, I'm just kidding. Drop down to verse 31. And Elohim saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day. So from the very beginning, when he created man, male and female, he created them both, and they were in the garden with him. There was no sorrow. There was no pain. There was no death. Everything that he said in Revelation chapter 21, the world started that way. Go to Genesis chapter 2. And we're going to get verses 1 through 4, and then we're going to drop down to verse 7. So I'll tell you, Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts in them. And on the seventh day, Elohim ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all of his work which he had made. And Elohim blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, set it apart, because that in it he had rested from all his work which Elohim created and made. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth when they were created, in the day that Yah Elohim made the heavens and the earth. Let's drop down to verse 7. And Yah Elohim formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. And Yah Elohim planted a garden eastward in Eden, and there he put the man whom he had formed. And out of the ground made Yah Elohim to grow every tree that is pleasant to the sight and good for food, the tree of life also in the midst of the garden, and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Drop down to verse 15. And Elohim took the man, Yah Elohim took the man and placed him in the garden, keep it. And Yah Elohim commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, thou shalt not eat thereof. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. So up until this point, there is no death in the world. And then the animals are dying. Man is not dying. The Most High says the stipulation. Don't eat from that one tree. And you shall live forever. Verse 18. And Yah Elohim said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him meat for him. Drop down to verse 21. And the rib which Yah Elohim had taken from the man. Let's start at verse 21. Sorry about that. And Yah Elohim caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam. And he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the instead thereof. And the rib which Yah Elohim had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. So the Most High has created the man, and he created the woman. There is no death, there is no sickness, there is no hunger, there's no pain. Everything that the Most High said that he wanted in the end, he had in the beginning. But the Most High knew that he was going to have to take this creation, his crown jewel man, through some things. So this is what I want. I'm going to set it up this way in the beginning, but this is what I want in the end. And in the end, he's going to have what he wants. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, and we're going to get verse 8. We're going to start verse 8, and we're going to go through verse 15. Genesis chapter 3, starting in verse 8. And they heard the voice of Yah Elohim walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of Yah Elohim amongst the trees of the garden. And Yah Elohim called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I have commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? Now in verse 8, before the woman has eaten from the tree, okay, you got to realize, in the garden, there is no sickness, there's no hunger, there's no war, there's no death, there's no poverty. All the needs were met, and Yah walked among them. They heard his voice walking in the garden in the cool of the day. So Yah said, you know, I will be your God, and you'll be my people, and I shall be among you. This is how everything started. Then we have sin to enter in. We have the woman eating from the tree, and then her husband following behind her, eating from the tree. Now in verses 9 through 13, what I want us to understand that before that time, Adam and Eve were citizens in the kingdom of the Most High. They were the only two citizens, but they were citizens. When they ate from the tree, they lost their citizenship. When they sinned, they lost their citizenship. Let's read verses 9 through 13. And Yah Elohim called unto Adam and said unto him, Where art thou? And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he said, Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat? And the man said, The woman whom thou gavest to me, gave it to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. And Yah said unto the woman, What is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. So they go from being innocent and alive to being dead, and having to be kicked out of the garden because they lost their access to it, to the tree of life. They lost their citizenship in the kingdom of the Most High because they broke the law. They both were supposed to have died right then. Well, but the Most High had mercy. And we see that he made them coats, skins out of some animals. That means those animals had to die. That means there had to be some bloodshed. Something had to die. So the animal died. But what I want you to bring out of this precept right now is that they have lost their citizenship in the garden. Okay? We get verses 14 and 15. And Yah Elohim said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all the cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity or hatred between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. So this is the first promise of Messiah, because I need now, we got to have a Savior. We got to have somebody to redeem mankind. And the blood of the animals didn't do it. So you lost your citizenship. Not only did you lose your citizenship, you have lost your kingship and your queenship. They have fallen. And the Most High says, all right, here's a prophecy. Satan, serpent, because you have done this and you have caused the man and the woman to lose their citizenship, to lose access to the kingdom, to lose their kingship and their queenship, you're going to crawl on your belly. You're going to eat the dust of the earth. And I'm going to put hatred between her seed. Remember, he didn't say the seed of Adam. He said the seed of the woman. And I've already explained to you why it had to be the seed of the woman, because if there was sexual intercourse for Messiah's conception, then he would have been conceived in sin. So the Most High from the very beginning tells you that there's not going to be a man involved with this birth of this child. It's going to be the seed of the woman and not the man. So the first promises of Messiah, I need to get you back to where I need you to be. I need to give you back your dominion. I need to give you back your dominion and your power and your citizenship. Everything put up under you. And the truth of the matter is the Lord or the God of this world, Adam and Eve, they were co-equal. That he gave them dominion. Didn't say he gave him dominion. When she fell, when she ate, when she was deceived, then the Most High said, now, you're going to need to submit to your man. You were equal. You had equal say. I gave you both dominion over everything. But since this nature is in you, you're going to have to submit to him to squash this nature that's in you. Because remember, the Most High was not trying to kill them right then, right away. He wanted to discipline them. He wanted to change their ways. So this tells us what was wrong with the woman. You need to submit yourself. You were co-partners, and then you ate because you really wanted to be like me. Then you gave it to your husband. Okay, so submit yourself. They have lost their citizenship. And from this point on, we have one or two men like Enoch, that walk with the Most High and regain their citizenship, but the Most High took them out of the world. But for the rest of mankind, we are living in a world that we have lost. We lost dominion over it. Let's go to Isaiah 9 and chapter 6. Because we have the promise of the Messiah. And the Messiah says one thing in the New Testament that is very, very important. He says, I come to restore that which was lost. You got to go all the way back to the garden to see what is he talking about, that which was lost. They lost their dominion. They lost their citizenship into the kingdom. That's why the good news of the gospel is the kingdom of heaven is what? At hand. It's available again. Adam and Eve were the first two citizens of the kingdom of heaven on the earth, and then they lost their citizenship through sin. Messiah's good news is I come to restore that which is lost. I come to restore your access to the kingdom and eternal life. That's what he's restoring. But then, you know, my fellow brothers and sisters, when I think that it's just about Israel and it's just about salvation of Israel, but this is going all the way back to before Israel. I come to restore that which is lost. You lost eternal life in the garden. You lost dominion over the creation in the garden. You lost your citizenship to the kingdom of heaven in the garden. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. I'm probably going to get verses 6 and 7. Isaiah chapter 9. Verses 6 and 7. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty Elohim, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. And upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of Yahweh will perform this. So the Most High had told Eve that your seed is going to bruise the head of the serpent. Now the serpent is a physical and a spiritual being. Messiah is going to have to become and be what? Physical and spiritual at the same time. To bruise the head of this serpent. So the Most High just tells Isaiah, okay, I want you to prophesy about the Messiah coming. And this is one of the prophecies concerning him. He's going to be born. He's not just going to step into the world in a grown body and start doing this work. But he's going to have to come of a woman. Tells us in Genesis, the seed of the woman. Now we got many people that don't believe this because they don't understand the law. And they say that they are Hebrews. They say they keep the law. But it's just impossible for the Most High to create a child without a man. Just can't happen. They never happened. And I said, well, wait a minute. Didn't he create the woman out of the man? So if he wants to create a man out of the woman without a man, he can do that. But they want to take all things, you know, all the strength from the Most High. No, he can't do that. That's unnatural. I said, you're right. It's supernatural. The Most High has already prophesied that he would take the seed of the woman. So this virgin that's going to have this child, the Most High is telling you he's doing that. So this is the promise of Messiah, or one of them. Go to Isaiah chapter 8. Isaiah chapter 8. And we just want to get one verse. Verse 20, Isaiah chapter 8, verse 20. To the law and to the testimony. If they speak not according to this word, it's because there is no light in them. All those brothers and sisters talking about, you know, Messiah couldn't be born, it had to be a man involved, tells you that there is no light in them. They don't believe what they have read. This word brings light. It gives us knowledge. Knowledge is light. Knowledge shines upon and reveals things that are hidden in dark places. So we have to understand that if they say anything other than this, that the Most High said of the seed of the woman. If he says that, if they say that Messiah is going to come as a grown man, you know, people are still looking for Messiah today to come. They're looking for him to be born into the world again. Because they don't believe he came the first time. But they're looking for a child to be born into the world and to be have to be raised up. And I'm like, y'all gonna miss it totally. So we got to understand that we're looking at this citizenship, what Adam and Eve lost in the garden. And the plan, just like the Most High's plan of salvation, salvation is how he's bringing you back, your citizenship. And then once you have your citizenship, you need to understand that you can petition your king for whatever you need, whatever you want. That's why he wants us to count on him and to call on him. If he's truly our king, he's supposed to provide. He's supposed to make it where the kingdom is safe. Go to the book of Mark. The book of Mark, chapter 9. All right, computer. The book of Mark, chapter 9. And we're going to start in verse 2. Now, let's start in verse 1. Mark chapter 9, starting in verse 1. Then verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of Elohim come with power. Now, this tells us that the kingdom of Elohim had to come during the time of some of the people who are alive right then. There are some people in the world today that believe, oh, there's some people that are 2,000 years old in the world, because the kingdom of heaven hasn't come yet. But they are mistaken. They don't know when it came. But you and I are going to know. The book of Mark, chapter 9, verses 2 through, we're going to finish reading it. And after 6 days, Yeshua taketh him with him Peter and James and John, and leads them up into a high place, apart by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. He was changed before them. And his raiment, his clothes, began shining, exceeding white as snow, so as no fuller on earth can white them. So this, he has, his clothes start to grow a white, white, whiter than white. And there appeared unto them Elias and Moses. Remember, we just read in Isaiah, to the law and the testimony. The law is the law of Moses, that the Most High gave to Moses. And the testimony are the prophets. They testify about Messiah. So to the testimony, to the law and the testimony, if this truth don't be in them, okay? So we have Elias and Moses. Elias representing the testimony and Moses representing the law. And they were talking with Yeshua. Here you have the law and the prophets, the law and the testimony, together with Messiah. And they're testifying. The one that we've been telling you about, here he is. Now the Most High is going to say this. Let's keep reading. And Peter answered and said unto Yeshua, Master, it is good for us to be here. And let us make three tabernacles, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elias. For he wished not or knew not what to say, for they were sore afraid. We see in Messiah, we see in Moses, we see in Elias, all the great men of the Most High. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them. And a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son. Hear him. You've been hearing Moses. You've been hearing the prophets. Now I'm telling you to hear him. And suddenly when they looked up around about, they saw no man anymore save Yeshua, only with themselves. So Moses wasn't the son. Elias wasn't the son. And he said, you know what? Moses gave you the law. Elias is one of my great prophets that tells you all about me and the Messiah. My witnesses. Here they are, and here is the one that they've been talking about. Hear you him. Go to the book of John, chapter 5. The book of John, chapter 5. And we're going to get verse 39. Book of John, chapter 5, and verse 39. Search the scriptures, for in them you think you have eternal life. Now this is Messiah talking. And they are they which testify of me. From the Genesis all the way up through the last prophet. Search the scriptures. In them you think you have life. But they, the scriptures, are they that testify of me. Everything, every prophecy is leading to Christ. It's leading to Messiah, Mashiach. So he tells them himself, search the scriptures. You should know who I am. The scriptures tell you clearly that somebody's coming. You know somebody's coming. You hear John. You know someone's coming. The one that everybody's been announcing, been talking about, that great hope, all through the scriptures, here he is. He told them who he was. The scriptures testify of me. So there's no way that the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the elders, there's no way that they couldn't have known, but the Most High said, hearing, they hear and do not understand. Seeing, they see and don't perceive what they're seeing. And he did that intentionally because he knew that they would reject him, number one, but because of the hardness of their hearts, because they were hell-bent on doing wrong. But he tells them clearly, search the scriptures. In them you think you have life. But they testify about me. I'm the one that's going to give you life. I am the resurrection. I am the way. I am the life. They didn't really want to hear that. Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 24. The book of Matthew, chapter 24, and we're going to start in verse 3. Matthew chapter 24, starting in verse 3. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately and saying, tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Yeshua answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. So I said last night, now we need to pay close attention here because, you know, people are worried about the condition of the world. They're worried about, you know, the famine and the plagues and the wars and things like that. Messiah tells us what to look for. He tells us what not to worry about. We just got to believe him. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. Many shall come in my name and deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that thou be not troubled. Man gonna always be fighting with man. Always gonna be a war someplace. Okay? He says, be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet. For nation or race shall rise against race, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in diverse places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. See, if you ain't being delivered up to be afflicted, then you know the end ain't here yet. And you shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. Hated of all nations for his name's sake. Now, he's telling them about the end. If you're not hated for his name's sake because you're not teaching the truth, you're not holding people accountable to the truth. Because trust me, you start teaching the truth, a lot of people start running. That ain't the God of the Bible. That's not what Yeshua said. That's not what he meant. Forever, always forgiving. Start telling them the truth and see what happens. Start holding them accountable to the word of the Most High. See if they don't start calling you names. See if they don't start accusing you of some things. And it's good for you that they do that. Because then you are in good company. You know you're doing something right if the world hates you. But if the world don't hate you, if the world see you coming and they got a big smile on their face because they see you coming, because they know you ain't going to give them no word, you ain't going to convict them in any kind of way, matter of fact, you look just like them, then you know something is wrong with you. Just giving you your marker. Just giving you what shall be hated and afflicted, and some of you killed. And shall be hated of all races of people, because nations here is ethnicity. For my name's sake. Tell them the truth about Messiah, that he ain't that one you can just keep sinning on. Tell them the truth that, you know what, you can come one time and confess all your sin, and he is true and just to forgive you that one time. Now, if you sin, it better be because you didn't know you were sinning. Tell them the truth. And he says, you know, ignorant sin, I'll forgive. But all that stuff you've been doing that you've been knowing is wrong, I ain't forgiving that. Tell them the truth and see how much they love you. See how much they love Messiah. Because, you know, men want to continue to do wickedness. To do wickedness and then say, oh, but the blood of Messiah covers it. And when they hear the truth, they don't like it. Don't like it at all. They're going to talk about you. They're going to turn the other way when you're coming. They're going to shun you. You don't have nothing good to say. That's what they accuse you of, not having nothing good to say. But if you tell them what the Most High is saying, and it's not good in their ears, that. Is that your fault or is it theirs? It sounds like Balaam when Balak when he had Balaam to try to come and curse Israel. And the Most High didn't put a curse on Israel. He says, you know what? Every time you have altogether blessed them, don't you have anything good to say about me and bad to say about them? Because he already had made up in his mind, I want you to curse them. But you ain't got nothing good to say about me, but you blessing them. See, people will do that with you. Tell them the truth. They would be like, you ain't got nothing good to say. Well, if you ain't doing what you're supposed to do, what you want me to say? I can't lie to you. Then your blood is on my hands. So how many of us have been afflicted? I know ain't none of us here been killed for him because we wouldn't be here. Been afflicted for his name's sake. Hated for his tell people the truth. Let's keep going. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another. And shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. These false prophets are telling lies. That's how they're deceiving people. They won't tell them the truth. Oh, the Most High will forgive you forever. He's a loving and a kind God, and his love and his patience and his mercy don't run out. And there's not a time that he won't forgive you. That's not the Elohim of this Bible. And when you tell them the truth concerning him and put it in context, then trust me, people are going to turn on you. Your brother, your sister, your best friend who have this perception, they got a perception in their mind of who the Most High is and how he operates, and it's contrary to the word of the Most High. And if you try to set them straight, trust me, they will betray you. They will turn on you. They will start calling you some names that they ain't never called you. They'll even call you a liar. You are a liar. My God will always forgive me. I said, okay. Then you keep going about the way you're going. And let's see how your end shall be. So we want to, Messiah is telling us how things will be in the latter days. People will be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of Elohim. Verse 11, and many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, iniquity will just be everywhere, the love of many shall wax cold because people won't have anything to believe in. Hold on a minute. All right, thank you. So, iniquity shall abound. People doing evil stuff, sinning and taking pleasure in sin. And the righteous not speaking up against it. What good is it going to do? They just going to do what they want to do anyway. Won't cry out. You workers of iniquity. This is what this verse is talking about. We become complacent. We become callous. We see sin everywhere. Don't want to speak out against it. Who's going to listen? Don't you know that your voice has the power of life and death in it? Say anything? They still going to die. They'll die in their sin. They'll die and be going to the lake. And you didn't say anything. But you could have brought them life had you opened your mouth. You don't know who would listen. So he says, iniquity will abound. And the love of many shall wax cold. So just turn cold, just cold-hearted. I don't really care what happened to them. I just want to make sure I get in. It can't be that way. Yah has commanded us not to be that way. But he that endures to the end, the same shall be saved. You got to endure doing what he said to do. That don't mean that you just last to the end. That means you got to last to the end and be doing what he said to do. Okay? So, this gospel of the kingdom must be preached. You got to tell people how to get their citizenship. The kingdom of heaven is here. It's at hand. Right now, has been here for 2,000 years. And the Most High has been taking applications for citizenship for 2,000 years. So some of us might say, well, when is he going to come? Be glad he didn't come before your time, before you had a chance to turn around and put your focus on getting people into the kingdom, at least telling them about it. These things must come. Rumors of war. Pestilence, earthquake, but the end is not yet. Verse 14, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, unto all races, and then shall the end come. Why hasn't he returned? Because we haven't done what we're supposed to do. To preach and teach the true gospel of the kingdom, the statutes, laws, and commandments of the Most High. Here is the kingdom. Here are the statutes, laws, and commandments pertaining to the kingdom. And walking in them. Haven't done what we're supposed to do. It's just like he equates it to back in the days of Noah. And while Noah was building the ark, and the people were seeing him build the ark, and it had never rained on the earth, and judgment couldn't come until Noah finished the ark. The Most High was waiting on Noah. You got to finish that ark, son. You got to build it this way. You got to make sure you do it right. But I ain't going to bring no judgment on the earth until you, Noah, get finished with what you're doing. I told you one man, I'm going to save you and your household. Everybody else I'm killing. Telling us to preach this gospel of the kingdom. Tell people that the kingdom of heaven is at hand, that it's here. And this is how you enter in. That's what we are supposed to be doing. Preaching the gospel of the kingdom. Let's go to Matthew chapter 3. Matthew chapter 3, and we're going to get verse 2. The book of Matthew, chapter 3. And we're going to get verse 2. Now, here's John the Baptist. John the Baptist is prophesied by Isaiah saying that he would announce the arrival of the Elohim, the God of Israel. Here is your God. Here is your King. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, repent. Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The kingdom of heaven is here, in hand's reach. Messiah didn't announce anything any different. Let's go to Matthew chapter 4. The book of Matthew, chapter 4. In verse 17. Matthew chapter 4 and verse 17. And from that time Yeshua began to preach and say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It's here. Show you and tell you about the kingdom and the desired behavior of the citizen of the kingdom. And I need to tell you how to enter into the kingdom. How to get your citizenship. And then once you have your citizenship, then you surely you will be a law-abiding citizen. Somehow, we got a kingdom full of lawbreakers, outlaws, and thinking that it's all good. You're in a kingdom that has laws and commandments and statutes, and you don't keep them, but you say you're a citizen of that kingdom? That's the problem. Let's stop here. We're going to pick this up in the morning. And we're going to look at Messiah. What he's saying, because see, this is your job. This is my job. It's your job. It's our job. We have to preach the true gospel of the kingdom. We have to tell people the right way to get into the kingdom. Messiah said there's only one way in. Only one way to get your citizenship. You can't come up the side door. Can't come in the back door. You can't climb up, put a ladder up, and come in the window. You got to come through the door. I am the door, the way, the truth, and the light. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. See, we're trying to get to the Father. Everybody's trying to get to the door. I came to reveal to you the Father. This is how I want you to relate. But we need to learn. We're doing how to get salvation in the newcomers class. But this is an overview of how you get your citizenship. How you, do you defect from this world, from this kingdom into the kingdom of Messiah, into the kingdom of heaven? How do you defect? Because this is what we're supposed to be telling people how to do and what to do. This is what your job is. You can't sit around, woe is me, all the time. Oh, I'm struggling all the time. We also have a job to do. And the more you do your job, the less time you got to focus on the world. People be wondering, don't you ever get tired? Yeah, I keep get tired of doing my worldly job, but I don't never get tired of doing this. This is what we were called for. This is what we were meant to do. So no, I don't never get tired of this. This is our job. So we're going to pick this up in the morning, and we're going to start looking at, because he said that Messiah said there are going to be people, there were some people there with him that would not see death until they saw the kingdom of Elohim come with power. So we want to see that. We want to look at, just when did the kingdom get here? Did what Messiah say, was it future tense? Or was it, did he mean what he said? Or do we got some people walking around on the earth that's 2,000 plus years old? Because his word would have to stand true. If the kingdom of heaven is not here, has not come with power already, then there's got to be some people walking around here 2,000 years old But his words came true. I can just tell you that. We're going to look at that tomorrow. And then we're going to look at how do we get our citizenship. This is very important because if you don't get your citizenship, none of this stuff matters. None of us just want to be going through the motions. But we really want to get our citizenship and so that we can do the work. You know, I think the scripture, I'm going to paraphrase this, but it'd be a shame. You're doing all this stuff and still don't get into the kingdom. So we don't want to go through the motions, but we want to be sure. We want to do the things that the scripture says to do so that we can enter in. So don't worry about the wars. Don't worry about the famine. Don't worry about anything else because you're going to see nations coming against nations. But it's talking about race, ethnicity against ethnicity. You're going to see it get really bad. Wait until stuff starts to get, resources start to go low. Wait until the droughts become global and there's not enough food. You're going to see who really is a Christian, quote unquote, and with those that look like them. That could be any color, black, white, Puerto Rican, purple. All of a sudden you're going to see people, I'm sticking with my kind. Wait a minute, I thought your kind was Yeshua. So the truth is going to come out, trust me. Because when things really start to get bad, you're going to see who turns on who. Just understand that he said, he's already told us this is going to happen. But we don't have to worry about that. We need to do what he's told us to do. And if you are persecuted or killed for his name's sake, then you know you are in good company. If you are persecuted or killed because you're a Hebrew, it profits you nothing. But if you are persecuted or killed because of, for his name's sake, then it profits you everything. Got to know why you need to be persecuted. Got to know what's important and what's not. So we're going to pick this up tomorrow morning, and we'll finish it up tomorrow morning. That being said, let's bow our heads. Father Yah, we thank you for the reading today. It's always good when the saints will break bread together. Your word is life. It is bread to us. And we want to share your word just in the reading together. So, Father, I thank those that participated and those that were here listening that we would be of one accord. Father, all of us need our citizenship into your kingdom. We don't want you to look at any of us and say, get away from me, you worker of iniquity. I knew you not. Each and every one of us has to understand that the kingdom of Yah Elohim is here right now. And we are to be operating here right now. Not that we are in the world and of the world and trying to hang on in the world, but we have to understand that we are citizens of the kingdom of the Most High Elohim. And the sooner that we can really understand that, the more effective our prayers will become, the better our lives will become, the more protected by the Most High we will become. The more used by the Most High we will become. Because we've got to understand this is what we are supposed to be all about. Offering the kingdom of the Most High to mankind. And we don't have to force it on anyone. I think the difference in now and what it was 3 years ago, what the Most High has put into my spirit is give them an honest expectation so that if they reject it at that point, then they have rejected it. And if they sign on, then they know what they're signing on to. They know what they're defecting from and what they're coming into. And if they should choose to fall away after that, then that's not on you, that's not on me. We have done what we are supposed to do. So we got to know how people get their citizenship and what all of that entails, because this is what each and every one of us, male and female, are supposed to be doing. You can talk to anybody about the gospel. You can tell the kingdom of the gospel and tell them about anybody. I don't care whether you're male or female. It's what we're supposed to be doing. So we want to find out that process and make sure that we understand it and that we can teach it to others, that we can tell it to others. And don't let them come up short. So Father Yah, keep each and every person tonight, Father. Visit them in their dreams. Give them vision. Show us where we can be better at. Minister unto us, your people, that we might be able to preach this gospel of the kingdom and do it without fear. That we might fulfill your word. In Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Now may the Most High encamp his angels around you. May they keep you safe from all hurt and harm, seen and unseen. And until we meet again, remember, I love you, but Yah Elohim loves you way more. Way more. Shalom, family.
Oh, one time for Shabbat. I'm working every day, can't wait for my rest. Holy days coming and I'm impatient. Hanging with the Mishpachah, good vibrations. So what can I do if I don't have you? It's all about you, cause without you there's no need. I need a hand, cause I'm just a man. You always said, teach me the way. I pray that I never fall.